Well, teacher walkouts are underway today in both Arizona and Colorado, and they appear to have support. A new NPR Ipsos poll out today shows that Americans largely don't think teachers are paid fairly, and around three-quarters think teachers do have the right to strike. In Arizona, tens of thousands of teachers and their supporters are expected to march today in Phoenix as part of the hashtag RedForEd movement. Over 800,000 students in Arizona are expected to be affected by the strike today, potentially making it the largest walkout in the country in recent history. Casey Kuhn is a reporter at KJZZ. Casey, we understand teachers in Arizona are among the lowest paid in the country.
Yeah, they're paid about in the bottom 10 as far as ranking goes, as far as average teacher pay. Some numbers look at the median, that's even lower. And teachers are kind of fed up, you know. I mean, if you keep not getting raises or your pay keeps being frozen over years and years, it's something that is clearly frustrating. And some teachers even say that their contracts are lower than the year before, even though they were promised raises. Some teachers say their contracts are lower than they were 10 years ago.
Well, they're asking for an immediate 20% pay raise just to get to the national average. They want to go from $47,000 average in Arizona a year to the $58,000 national average. But the governor has offered a 20% raise by 2020. Is there any room for compromise there?
I think that's a great question. I think the governor would like that plan to go through. He's doubled down on it today. He's doubled down on it when the teachers announced they were going to walk out. The teachers say that this plan that he's proposed just isn't sustainable. It doesn't restore school funding that they say has been cut and has been cut over the last decade or so.
$1 billion.
Yeah, $1 billion. And there have been plans put in place to restore some of that money, but rightfully so. Some of the teachers say that this one proposal that was voted into effect called Proposition 123 was supposed to inject $3.5 billion back into the school system. Well, that's supposed to settle a lawsuit that says that the schools had been like woefully underfunded. And that's only about 70% of that settlement. So teachers are saying, okay, the governor has said he's going to put more money in, and he has technically put more money into the school system, but it's not something that he's followed through with. It's not something that has come to fruition in a way that is sustainable, and especially in this proposal, which hasn't even been proposed in the legislature and still needs to be voted on if it goes through.
Well, I understand he says he will absolutely not raise taxes. That's another thing that teachers are suspicious of. But they want that money restored. They want to raise spending levels to pre-recession levels. Why didn't spending increase after the economy recovered?
Right. So kind of going back to his proposal, that actually does factor in a very sunny economic forecast, basically saying that our surplus is going to increase because of the higher money that's coming into our economic system. So if we look at the numbers, basically over the last 10 years, they've been taking money from the school system and use it to help pay for recession problems. Money has been restored in some places, but in other places, the schools basically have to raise the money themselves. They have to put on ballots, voter overrides or bonds, basically to get their capital funding, which is another problem that teachers say their desks are falling apart. Their school textbooks are 25 plus years old. And that's money also that they say needs to be restored.
Well, we've seen strikes now. Oklahoma, West Virginia went on for a long time. Is this legal in Arizona? Because we know there was a 1971 Arizona Attorney General opinion that a statewide strike would be illegal.
So it's a little unclear at this point whether or not this is illegal. The state superintendent says it is, and that teachers could possibly lose their job. They could possibly lose their teaching certification. But it still remains to be seen. I mean, a lot of the districts have supported, not necessarily a walkout, but they've supported their teachers through this Red for Ed campaign. And if teachers got fired, that would make the news. So is it illegal? Maybe. What's going to happen? It's right for work state. And in fact, they're calling it a walkout, not a strike, just for that reason.
Casey Kuhn of KJZZ in Phoenix. Casey, thank you.
Thank you so much.